Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch takes first base on ball four. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maynisch. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynish. Hale reaches second base with a double. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Shang for a passed ball. Hale moves to third. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Mullen pinch hits for Frank O'Rourke. Billy Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Heine Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Mullen now playing third base. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Hale reaches third base with a triple. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive to left field. Miller throws towards Boley. Boley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boley. Blue moves to second. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Speaker scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hauser moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-1. Athletics. Hal Wiltz now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-2 in the game. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to second. Two outs. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bishop hits a pop-up towards third. Mullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cobb moves to third. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cochran tags and scores. One out. It's 9-1, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 3 in the game. Quinn takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to second. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Miller scores. Boley moves to third. Quinn moves to second. It's 10-1, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boley scores. Quinn moves to third. Bishop moves to second. It's 11-1, Athletics. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullen fields it, steps on third, and throws to Shang, who tags Quinn for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Hal Wiltz. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Schult reaches third base with a triple. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.